guys! This is your host, Miranda, of the Life Sucks podcast. Just wanted to remind you that, as always, copyright licensing information can be found in the episode notes, as well as any content or trigger warnings. And of course, I wanted to thank you for listening in, be it your first time or you are an avid listener. And to let you know that we are available to subscribe pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we stream exclusively from anchor.fm. I am on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr as Miranda Gilestorm, M. Gilestorm in some inversion of that. So find me, follow me, like, subscribe, you know, do your thing. And again, thank you for listening, and on behalf of our whole Life Sucks podcast crew, I hope that you enjoy this podcast. So hi all, welcome to whatever the hell this is going to be. We don't know yet. We don't know how frequently it's going to happen, and we certainly don't know really what's going to come of it all. But my name is Miranda. You can call me Mira if you want to be my friend, or you can just call me Miranda. That's fine. Or if you're my auntie, you can call me Miranda's. That's cool too, I guess. So I guess what brings you here is what kind of brought us all here. If you're one of my friends, or cohort, or classmates, or colleagues, and that is mental health, I guess. And if you're one of my internet friends, hi. I'm sorry you're listening to this and actually hearing my voice instead of reading my elegantly written words, because I did not do that. So this is me winging it, and that's kind of what I generally do when I'm not writing the fun things. So, mental health is kind of what I do. I have been involved in the mental health field since 2009, when I first started my undergraduate internship in psychology. And I have been doing medical work, psychology, medical assisting, all sorts of crazy fun things in the last 2 years, 2015 to 2017-ish, not really. It's 2016 to 2018. That makes more sense. I was a substance abuse counselor in an opiate addiction clinic, a methadone clinic, and I am currently working on licensure for my clinical mental health counseling license. So I am not just bullshitting, believe it or not, even though people like to think that I bullshit my way through everything, which is not an entirely inaccurate assumption of me, but still, I do sometimes know what I'm talking about, even if I look like I'm making it up all the way along. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. That's a little bit about what I do and what I have been doing. I am not currently a counselor because I decided that working on my master's and being a full-time counselor was just a little bit too much work in the counseling field, and I was doing one kind of counseling for work and studying a different kind of counseling for school, and it was just kind of jumbling up in my brain, and it was just too much for me. I'm smart, but I'm not that smart. It's just a little bit too much for my little IQ to handle. So yes, the topic of the day is one that is heavy on my heart at the moment, because yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and it's been kind of in my face. for the weekend. And so yeah, my best friend died almost a year ago, last July 7th. And so I guess we're going to talk about grief today, as the thunder is rolling in the background. It's the middle of a thunderstorm. I'm in Florida, so I'm outside on the porch looking out at my lovely lake, because I am lucky enough to have a house that I do not own, but still sits on a lake anyways, and it's very pretty. And it's nice calming, and I need calm to be able to talk about this. So, yes. Grief. It's not easy. And whoever thinks that it can be boxed into 5 stages is full of absolute shit. And there's no timetable for it. There's no miraculous one day we're done and suddenly everything's back to normal, because I am 100% here to say that a hole that person leaves in your life doesn't get refilled. I know there's people who have lost spouses, have lost children, and are able to move on. They find new love, and they try again, and they have another child, and their life moves forward, and they find solace. And they find some sort of completion, and there is so much beauty in that. But that is just not everybody's story. And somehow, we've made it look like it's supposed to be. I was there about 20 minutes before my best friend died. And you want to talk about what ifs? I am CPR certified. I am trained to resuscitate people in case of overdoses, in case of suicide attempts, because my family has all sorts of skeletons in their closet, and that has happened on multiple occasions, and there have been multiple resuscitations in my family home, and there's a reason that everyone in my family is in the medical field. And there are so many what ifs. What if I had been there? Would I have made a difference? And that is torture to people. And every normal person is going to do that to themselves. I don't know a single person that wouldn't do that when they've lost a person that they love. And it's been a year. And I woke up this morning, and I felt so hollow. You know, seeing the tweets from Joe Biden about his best friend bracelets with Barack Obama, because yesterday was National Best Friends Day, and having to swipe away all of the marketing emails from this store and that restaurant about bring out your best friend, it's National Best Friends Day, and just thinking, you know what? Fuck you, marketing. Because all of us don't have a best friend anymore. Some of us lost her to absolutely nothing. For some of us, she just dropped dead. And I resent everything about this right now. And I get how some people feel about Mother's Day. And I get how some people feel about Father's Day. And I get why some people absolutely resent Valentine's Day, because some people just hate that reminder of what they've lost. I get it now. I've never really cared much before, but I get it now. And I couldn't tell you what stage of grief I'm in. There's never been any denial. Sure, there were moments where I'd wake up and be like, it's not possible. She's not really gone. Like, can this be real? I know there were days where I would feel like, okay, I'm gonna wake up, and the last 9 years haven't happened. We're still in college. We're all still friends. We see each other every day. And then I remember, no. Even with my wild, crazy writer's imagination, I couldn't dream up this life I have lived in the last decade. And I don't know if I was ever angry. I don't know if I ever tried bargaining with God. I don't know if I ever tried bargaining in general. And I definitely haven't reached any stage of acceptance, because I am still very much in my grief. So maybe I just sat in my depression this whole last year. Maybe that 5 stages just doesn't apply to people like me. And maybe there's other people like that who just don't go through it that way. Maybe that 5 stages isn't even a thing, and it's just this box that we need to put it in to make it make sense, and it's something that doesn't make sense. It's just pain, and it doesn't have rhyme, and it doesn't have a reason. It just hurts. Sometimes life just hurts. I joked with my friends about why I was doing this, what I would talk about. I was like, you know, mental health stuff, life sucks and then you die, you know? But isn't that kind of true? But there's a whole lot of hope in between, too. There's a whole lot of really, really great memories that go along with the stuff in between. And you gotta love it. You really, really do. Do I miss everything about my best friend? Do I miss having someone to talk to confide in, that loved everything I love? Hell yes, I do. Do I hate that she missed the finale of Shadowhunters and an entire season of Wynonna Earp, and that she wasn't around when I started grad school, and all of this other crazy stuff, that she didn't even get to see my son's 2nd birthday? Yeah, I really, really do. But I wouldn't trade that decade with her for the world, either. I wouldn't trade this random girl showing up to my church with a frozen turkey because we needed them to feed the homeless. Who, even though she hated water and sand, would join us on the beach anytime we went out to play music for fun. Who loved campfires and was the only one out of any of us who could successfully get the fire pit started. It sucks that life took her from us. And I'm not done grieving. And I don't know how grief works in situations like this where a whole piece of me is missing and it feels like it was just torn out of me and I'm never gonna get it back. But that doesn't mean I want to go back, and it doesn't make me hopeless. And I hope that gives some of you guys some hope too. So I guess that's what this is all about. Yeah, life sucks. Then we die. But maybe we'll sprinkle a little bit of hope on that while we talk about some of this shit. So, hey, again, my name's Miranda, and I will see you guys next time. Well, you'll see me. I'll talk to you.